Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. An action-packed, dramatic morning in this day two of the trial of Sean Kratz, who's accused of killing three men in July 2017 on his cousin's farm near New Hope. The story from KYW's Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Mower.
On the day of the murders, after Dean Finicaro was killed, but before Tom Mayo and Mark Sturgis came to the DiNardo farm in Solbury, Cosmo DiNardo's dad pulled into the driveway with his mistress in the front seat. Jurors heard from that mistress as she testified she saw someone she now assumes was Sean Kratz, but at the time she only knew it was not Cosmo DiNardo. She says they immediately backed out of the driveway and left the property. Kratz told detectives DiNardo called his father and was angry not only his dad was with someone other than his mom, but according to Kratz, he was also angry because he felt his father could have helped with the body.
Prosecutors started the day by showing autopsy photos, and forensic pathologist Ian Hood testified the cause of death, which were gunshot wounds to Finicaro and Mark Sturgis. Tom Mayo was shot in the back, but prosecutors say DiNardo ran over him with a backhoe. DiNardo pleaded guilty to those three murders and also the murder of Jimmy Patrick. He's serving four life sentences in state prison. Kratz was going to plead guilty, but backed out at the last minute. It's unusual for murder defendants to take the stand, but Kratz's lawyer says Kratz is expected to testify. Hundreds attended a rally outside the Capitol building in Trenton today, urging state legislators to act on a bill that would give driver licenses to undocumented immigrants in New Jersey. More from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
What do we want? What do we want?
To many in this crowd, it's a matter of fairness, of being able to get by day to day, and it's more than just immigrants in this fight. Reverend Hayward Wiggins of the Camden Bible Tabernacle Church heads up Faith in New Jersey.
I call upon our public officials to accept their moral responsibility to act in the best interest of all of God's children by doing what is just and what is right. And you have to remember, we put you in office.
That's right.
We put you in office.
That's right.
To work for us.
And it's not just an issue of legalizing the process, but making it easier to obtain a license. Many say the six-point ID system is too stringent. A dozen states now offer undocumented residents a license to drive. Bills to make New Jersey the 13th state have languished in committee for almost a year. Proponents vow to get it done by the end of this year. Philadelphia police are looking for the person who shot a 10-year-old boy during a drive-by shooting in Frankfort yesterday. And KYW's Tim Jimenez reports so far one person was taken into custody.
Police say the guy they took in actually tried to protect the boy, and he fired shots at the drive-by shooter. No word right now on any charges. And as police try to identify and find the shooter, they say the 10-year-old is in critical condition at St. Christopher's after he was shot in the back of the head. Around 3:30 yesterday afternoon, Captain John Walker says the boy was walking home from school, and all of a sudden a car comes by.
Burgundy color or red color. Pontiac G6 turns from Tarsdale onto Margaret. You see the back window come down and someone starts firing at a group of men standing on the corner.
Police say the boy was hit with a stray bullet, and it's not clear who the intended target was. It's in the afternoon with people out and about, and police are hoping someone will come forward with information in what they believe was a drug-related shooting. Authorities in Montgomery County are suing the vaping giant Juul. A civil suit says the company helped create a young generation of nicotine fiends. More now from KYW's Mike Doherty.
Juul is accused of marketing to minors. Montgomery County DA Kevin Steele says the flash drive style design is part of what made the vaping devices so appealing to kids and so difficult to detect for adults. Two outside law firms have been brought onto the suit. One is a Horsham-based group that specializes in consumer protection. Steele didn't disclose how much money the county is seeking from Juul, and those law firms won't be paid unless the county wins at trial.
Two retail shops from King of Prussia also named in the complaint after they were caught up in a federal sting selling vaping products to minors. Steele says up to one-third of teens in the country have vaped in the past, with many of them addicted to nicotine before they were old enough to buy it. The money would be used for health programs, education, and studying the effects of vaping. On its website, Juul says they want to be part of the solution to end traditional smoking, not part of a new problem by attracting youth or non-smokers. The Pennsylvania SPCA says they have found the puppy that was stolen from the shelter about 2 weeks ago. Humane law enforcement officers recovered the pup from an Alani home after getting a tip and is now back at the shelter on Erie Avenue. Unclear if charges will be filed. That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.